Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Chalo Daf Lamed Vov in the Oizu Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Alocha Hey. So we're here in the middle of a sugya. Is Tevel something which is not fixed? Is a bottle beroy or not? Biruchanan says no, and Rish Lakish says yes. Says the Gemara now in the second line in Amud Aleph. May say Biruchanan and Rish Lakish. Biruchanan asked Rish Lakish or Rav Shimon Lakish. That today we learned Noitel Odom Kedei Chalo Meiso. A person could go and have a dough which was not fixed. He could take a little bit of challah there and somewhere else. In order to make sure that store and use it as challah, in order to be mafrish and going ahead and going on and on. Meaning one could put a dough aside. This will be all as a fresh challah. He wants to make sure the challah is always tar. So he puts the challah aside. He says, okay, 10% of it will be for this dough. The next 10% will be for the next dough, etc., until he fills up the entire dough to be challah. So the Gemara, but how does that work? Mikavon shikidash rubo l'shem challah tibot l'beroiv. According to Rish Lakish, tevel is bot l'beroiv. So once you reach 50% of the dough, over 50% of the dough is challah, the rest will be bot l'beroiv. You can't use it anymore for challah. Omar Beroyship. It says more, no, talk about that. He comes and he designates, he specifies exactly what's the challah. So he says, up to here it's challah, from here and it's not. So it's not bota beroyf because it's not considered to be mixed. Teidel chashukein, I'll bring you right to this. The Tanina Tamon, we learned over there. So this we learned in Meseches Nmai. Someone wants to do truma which was maiser together, the Mishnah goes on to explain a complicated way to do it. And there it says that he's Messiah. He comes and designates exactly the location of Truma's Meiser. Leizu Dover Messiah. Why is this very designating exactly? That's the Gersor of Chaim. You want to make sure it's not Bota Baroiv, so therefore you designate it. So you see, if you don't designate it, so then it is Bota Baroiv. That's a riot to Rish Lakish. Says, no, there's a different reason why we're doing it. Is because we have another halacha, they should not come and say the truma sakri is over here, and the next truma is also there without designating it. You have to designate exactly where the truma is. So even though you designated one, if you want to do a second one, that has to be designated as well. Because that's the klal by truma, they have to have a kviyas mokim. So because you have to have a kviyas mokim, that's what we have a din. Don't say the truma is over here, and the next one you're not going to designate the mokim. So that's why he's doing a ratio to make sure he's going to designate the next one. Says the Gemara on Amud Beis, Chazar Bitzri Belozov Omar, Lo Amar Neklum. What he said is not good. It's not the right Nekudo. You can't come and say this answer against that Mishnah and Mai. V'loi Rabbi Yochanan ki Yomar Chumas Kri Ze Beze. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Mokash Shumi Trat Chumas Shavish Shani Stamer Chumas Shosheni. Meaning the raya we want to bring is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan himself holds that you have no problem to come and say Chuma A is over here. And Truma B is there as well, because wherever Truma A ended, that's where Truma B starts. So according to Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with this concept that we're saying that you have to designate the second Truma. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can't say this Tchiyah that we just said, that the reason why you're designating it is in order to be able to come and specify a location for the next Truma. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, wherever the first one is, the other one is right next to it. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can't say this Tchiyah and goes back that we have a right to Rish Lakish. You see that Tevel is Bata Baroiv, because if not, why you designate the location of the Truma when we come to do Truma's Meiser in the Mishnah and the Mai? Continues the Gemara, quoting another Tosefta, Lakat Dlas, he took a pumpkin. He wants to use it as a place to be using it for Truma. So he uses it. Everything he takes, he makes a ratio, he makes a sign. This is the first room I took. Here's the second room I took. So he knows exactly where it is. Divrei Rebbe. Shem Galil Oimer, Loketu Mechashev Kamoit Shehu Lomut. Shem Galil says, no, you just go and take whatever truma you want, and whatever it's the usual amount you do, you assume that's where it is over there. Havun Bayim Meme, he wanted to say, Mandoma Atkan Truma, Atkan Truma, the one who says you have to come and designate it, Tevel Boteva Reif. That's why I can't just come and just say the truma is over there. Because the truma is over there, so after I have 50% truma, whatever is left is going to be bota beroif. So if I designate it, it's not bota beroif. The one who says you go based on your regular measurement, you don't have to designate it, the old is not bota beroif, so it's not a problem. Says the Gemara, boy, no, that's not a good raya. In other words, everyone can agree to Rabbi Yochanan that Tevel is not Bota B'roif. If it's not Bota B'roif, why am I designating it? Because if someone's going to come to me to Tevel, some Kohen is going to come and say, hey, where's my Truma? I'll be able to tell him, here's your Truma. If you don't designate it, there's nothing specific to give to the Kohen. So you want the one mandarman says he designated it because you want to be able to give to the Kohen who's coming demanding it. The other mandarman says you don't have to be to do that. I don't have to give it before I finish doing the entire thing Truma. But according to the first one, the reason you're designating it not because of Bitul Baroiv, but because you want to be able to give it to the Kohen who comes and demands it. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Chalo Daf Lamed Vov.